Good morning. You're listening to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Sam Berry, who is the Director of Hospitality Marketing at Shaw Hospitality, and we're at the Hospitality Design Expo in Las Vegas. Sam, how you doing?
Doing well this morning. Thanks, Kemp. How are you?
I'm great. Hey, it's good to be with you. This is the first time we've interviewed you before, and actually, I've been looking forward to this because you have a design background. Before coming with Shaw Hospitality, you were with Gensler in Atlanta. How long have you been with Shaw now?
I've been with Shaw since the beginning of 2011, so just about 16 months.
So it's pretty sharp for Shaw to hire somebody that comes out of the design area. And do you have a degree in architecture, or what is your background?
Actually, I have 2 degrees in philosophy, so I come from a brand strategy background. I did hospitality and retail work at Gensler. I was there for 11 years as a principal in Atlanta and started in D.C. in their brand strategy group. And it's been a pretty seamless transition, honestly, to move to Shaw because I understand the needs of customers and what designers are looking for, or at least I'd like to think I do.
Okay, so let's talk a little bit about the hospitality market. This is the first day of the show. We did a little bit of a review of this market in the May issue, so we kind of caught up to speed. We know that new construction is off. Tell us a little bit about what you're seeing in 2012 in hospitality.
Well, I think we're seeing a lot of renovation work. You know, new construction is down about 9% this year versus last year, so we continue to see pretty slow new construction out there, but the renovations are picking up. There's a lot of pent-up demand. You know, obviously there hasn't been a lot of work that's been happening over the last 5 years. So there's about 1 million rooms that are ready to be renovated, and we're seeing more and more renovation activity. You know, we really started to turn the corner second half of last year. We ended up last year up about 15%. So far, year to date, we're up about 30%. So we're feeling really, really positive and enthusiastic about where the market is going right now. And I think it's only going to get better from here, to be honest with you.
And a lot of this business is in the lodging area, so when it comes to Shaw Hospitality, you guys get to see a lot of this, the business that comes from the Big Five, and you also do, I guess, theaters and some of the other retail stuff you see in hospitality?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, as you said, a lot of the work that we do is with the Big Five, but a good bit of it is also turnkey work. You know, the mom-and-pop hotelier on the street side, the money's starting to free up. So you're starting to see work come from a lot of different areas, but we do work with a couple major theater chains. We do a lot of work in retail environments as well. We do some work with Kirkland's. So we're fairly diversified. And then, of course, like everybody else, there's been a growing focus on senior living facilities. And as that becomes a growing part of not only our society, but our construction pipeline, that's a market that I think all the mills are really focused on right now. And we've had some good success there in the last year.
Okay, well, I walk into your space here, which is right toward the front of the show, and I see this big thing, looks a little bit like an amoeba. I'm being told that it's a beet, and it's talking about your whole area around your Vivid palette. Talk a little bit about that, if you would.
Sure. We're excited about Vivid Palette this year. We were inspired at the beginning of our design process by natural dyeing. And we wanted to kind of go back to basics in terms of how carpets manufactured or used to be made many, many centuries ago. So we looked at vegetables and we looked at organic materials. It could be a beet. It could be a madder root. It could be rust. It could be a cochineal bug. So we created a whole series of dyes out of organic matter. And we dyed wool, we dyed silk, and we dyed cotton and looked at the color palette that we came up with. And we selected a color palette from our solution dyed nylons based on some of the colors that we found most compelling from that natural process. So really the real beginning, the catalyst for this whole collection is that natural dyeing process. On top of that, we engaged with Savannah College of Art and Design and had a juried design competition with their fiber art students to develop patterns using fiber, and we selected 3 winners. And some of those patterns are represented on the floor here today. So it's really Vivid Palette is about these rich colors that come from organic materials combined with some really interesting pattern ideas that we got from college students. And we put it all together into a collection that is both print and tufted, eventually CYP, that moves from rooms to public space. You can use this tufted product that we're sitting on today in public space or in rooms. So it's not just about rich, saturated, and vibrant colors. It's also about some beautiful tonal colors. You know, we're seeing more and more demand for texture and tone on tone. So that's definitely a part of this collection as well, despite the fact that what we're sitting on today is a pretty vibrant pattern. That's really the essence of Vivid Palette for us.
Okay. So we're not shooting video. You really can't see it. But to describe the booth real quickly, you have hardwood right in the middle, and then you have a rug. You have, like you say, tufted product. You have printed product. So you have a really wide range of different options that can be used in mostly in public spaces, right?
It's public spaces and it's guest rooms and corridors, so it can be used anywhere in the hotel. But yes, you're exactly right. It's tufted, it's print. And then the hardwood in the middle is it's Shaw hardwood. It's cradle to cradle, just like our carpet is. But it's in this case, we've used it in the booth space because we're recognizing and seeing more and more hard surface come into the guest room, especially. It's obviously been in the lobby for quite a while. But we want to go ahead and show that we have solutions that are appropriate for the guest room in a rug format as well. So that combination of hard surface and rug is really a nod to where we see the industry going today and trying to stay current with our design thinking.
Talk a little bit about patterns, if you will. Are patterns getting bigger and bigger, or what's the trend there?
Well, actually, we're basically medium and large scale patterns this year. I think patterns, they're all over the map. You know, I thought for a while we were going to go smaller scale, but now I'm seeing brands like Hilton really re-embrace the large scale pattern in much more subtle colorways. Again, you know, I'm seeing and hearing a lot more desire and demand for tone on tone with maybe one nice pop of color. And that's a little bit of what we've got going on here today. You know, there's a lot of gray and taupe in what we've got, but then you've got the vibrant orange that's popping off of that. So this is basically designed to be a kit of parts that allows a designer or a hotel end user or a purchasing agent to put together a full solution for any hotel using tufted and print and hard surface.
Well, I got to compliment you. Actually, most of the time when you see hospitality products, it screams at you, look at me, these are subtle, except for this one vivid palette right here in the center. Most of this is very subtle, and the dyeing that you're focusing on here is very natural looking, so you've done a good job with that. Who do you usually see at this show?
Well, you know, obviously we see a lot of designers here. We do have a lot of our friends in the end-use side of the business are coming through. We've got, you know, Hilton will be here and Starwood will be here, and we'll be spending time with a lot of the major brands. This year, more and more international. You know, we're hearing the need for 45,000 new keys in Brazil before the Olympics, which is a feat that I'm not sure how they're going to accomplish. But the international presence is definitely noticeable at this year's show, and they're out in full force. And it's great to see the business that has been so international for so many years is well represented this year at HD. And it's also obviously nice to see the domestic market starting to come back. But, you know, it's a very international show. It's everybody. It's purchasing agents. It's designers. It's end users. And it's obviously, you know, the folks like us who manufacture for all these great spaces that the designers come up with.
Great, Sam. It's good to talk to you again. We've been talking to Sam Berry, who's the director of marketing for hospitality at Shaw Hospitality. And you've been listening to Kemphar and FloridaDaily.net.